You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Times have changed, and we often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. Now if today any shock that they try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now, Lord knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. But most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes. Glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now, Lord knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving past cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if May West you like, or me undressed you like, nobody will oppose. When every night the sets of smarties indulging in nudist parties in studios, then anything
serenade down there in the Everglades. Just boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom. They play tunes that have no name. All their music sounds the same. Just boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom. Native singing and dancing never stop till they drop. Hear the stamping feet always on the beat. That's when lovers meet. What romance is wildest kind of escapade to that savage serenade. Boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom, ba, diddy, boom.
daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, third big week in a row. It's a new radiola. I can't believe it either, but here it is. Either I'm feeling better or I'm in deep denial. And it's, you know, it's come out in the water's fine. And I'm calling this episode Anything Stays, because everything seems to stay around here, and everything stays in the playlist. So anything at all, just whatever you want. Harry Jacobson, Arthur Young, piano, Anything Goes, 1934. And obviously, I'm playing on that, and the verbal conceit is so thick you can cut it with a knife, and perhaps you should. That's on British Decca, and rather nice recording that. Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Orchestra, Pee Wee Hunt, Savage Serenade, 1934, on Brunswick, and Glenn is credited on that label. That's what it sounds like in our neighborhood most evenings when the youth are restless, and that's something. I'm even more restless, you might say that. Willard Robeson with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin', 1929. That's our theme. You always hear that. Why not? Because that's when you get up and make a sandwich, or deal with if nature calls, then you can put it on hold. This is Radiola, and anything and everything is our motto this week. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm certainly a little bit of both. If you want this or any other playlist, please consult Radiola blog. You can type Radiola into your search engine of choice. I don't know if Bing works. I don't think he's made any movies lately, but you can try that one too if you want. B.F. Goodrich, Silvertown Court Orchestra. This is led by Joseph Knecht, spelled K-N-E-C-T. I'm pronouncing it as best I can, with the Silver Mass tenor Joe White. This is the song that Michael Feinstein mistakenly chased down as an unpublished Irving Berlin song, but it was well published and recorded in 1926. But I'm glad it got some exposure on that show anyway. So Will I, 1926 on Victor. Thank you.
somebody, some sweet somebody. So will I, you'll go to parties, yes, lots of parties. So will I, and you'll say off with the old love, on with the new. I'll say the same thing too, then you'll be sorry, you'll be so sorry. So will I, so will I.
Thank you. in a trance when she starts to shake that thing. Sweet death, where is my sting? And it's just a nervous wreck. Watching Uncle stretch his neck, shake it, break it, keep in time. Watch her lay it on the line. Come on, Jenny, take a chance. Do that lowdown dance. Hey, hey! I'm seven, Jenny does that lowdown dance. Put those boys in a trance when she starts to shake that thing. Oh, step that is thy sting, and it's just a nervous wreck. Watching Uncle stretch his neck, shake it, break it, keep in time. Watch her lay it on the line. Come on, Jenny, take a chance and do that lowdown dance.
Elgar's Creole Orchestra, I'm not sure who the vocalist is, doesn't matter, it's wonderful. When Jenny Does Her Lowdown Dance, 1926 on Vocalion, and they've played that on the show. A couple of these I have played a while back, and I'm just waiting for my new shipment to come in. Rather than waiting for my ship to come in, I'm waiting for my shipment to come in, and it should be quite a good one when it does. Elgar's Creole Orchestra, and that is, I don't know who that Jenny is, but I've seen someone who could fit that description. Jack, and not with no connection whatsoever, Jack Crawford and his orchestra, 1927 on Victor. Beautiful. I don't think that's the description, but there it is. Not the record, it's a good record. B.F. Goodrich, Silvertown Chord Orchestra. Well, there's a plug. Joseph Necht, director Joe White on the vocal as the Silver Mask tenor. And once he took off his mask, it never was the same. So Will I, 1926. This is Radiola, and people say I should imitate the Lone Ranger and put a mask on, but not a silver one. Perhaps an iron one would do. I'm perfectly suited to this medium, visually speaking. Mildred Griss, and I'm Andy Sr., and I resemble that remark perfectly. Mildred Grizzell on Supertone, 1928. I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid, it's a curse. My luck is changing, it's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. All I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. lucky day you'll know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking well.
About a rainbow, just hoping that a rainbow might soon appear. I'd walk a million miles to find the kind of smiles that I know would bring a golden rainbow and skies so clear. Although I try, I really get nowhere. Sometime I'm hoping that I'll get somewhere. There must be a silver lining that's shining for me. There must be a way of finding a message of sympathy. Just a little coo from the bluebird would make a new bird right out of me. There must be a silver lining that's shining for me. There must be a silver lining that's always shining for me. Must be a way of always
we do? What do we do on a dewy day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do we do? What do we do on a dewy day? Do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy? I'll say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away. Oh, what do we do? What do we do on a dewy day?
Willard Robeson and his orchestra. He's not singing. Bob Christie is on What Do We Do on a Dewy Day, and they spell it D-E-W-E-Y, which I don't know if they're referring to Admiral Dewey or John Dewey or which of those Deweys, or not Huey, Dewey and Louie, perhaps. 1927 on Perfect. No consistency, but who cares? Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys. There must be a silver lining. I know I'm looking for it. I am looking for it. 1928. I love that record, and that's worth reviving. I'm worth reviving, too. But I've got coffee, so I'm in no danger of actual coma today. Mildred Grizzell, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, 1928 on Supertone, a Jennet recording, and there it is. This is Radiola, and we're always trying to raise our consciousness to the point of actual consciousness itself. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm semi-conscious as we speak. The Victor Military Band from 1914, that's well, nice recording for that era, too. Nice sound. Not overly played. I must have paid $10 for this. excuse me, 10 cents for this at a library sale. I wouldn't have paid $10, but 10 cents. I had to, of course. A Camp Meeting Band medley, One Step. Here's the Victor Military Band. A lot of Eddie King in there drumming his heart out. Thank you. The Virginians, under the direction of Ross Gorham in 1922, a contingent from the Paul Whiteman band, the Yankee Doodle Blues, and there they are, those guys. Oh, yes, how about that? Not bad, huh? They're always, and that's a George Gershwin song. Yes, why not? It should be. Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band playing a medley, which his the main selection was Has Anybody Seen My Corrine, 1918, and that's what you get. There are about four other selections in there, but I can't type that much. I'm getting lazy in my older age. Victor Military Band, Camp Meeting, there's no apostrophe, Camp Meeting Band is the name of it, Medley One Step, 1914 on Victor. It's a 12-inch Victor, very nice sound on that too, by the way, for 1914. It wasn't the infancy of recording, it was more like the adolescence. Now we're in the senility, of course. This is Radiola, and where our senility is several years in the future, we hope. And I'm Andy Sr., and I try not to live up to my name too much. Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, and there's a slight annoyance factor in here, so if you feel you must get a beer, please do so, or a sandwich, or mineral water and sprouts, I don't care. 1917 on Columbia, Lily of the Valley. Here are the boys.
My young brother is a lazy kid. One day's job and all the work he did.
He wrote a song, sounded wrong. Up in Yonkers it is going strong.
Georgie Colin and the other gang
heard your brother when the song he sang.
They said, why, it isn't bad at all. The public show will fall. How can it miss?
How can it miss?
How can it miss?
How can it miss?
When the chorus goes like this.
Oh, it's Billy. Billy, come up out of the cellar.
All right, Billy, I'll be up in a minute.
Here I am. What do you want?
Why, let's sing.
All right.
Lily, Lily of the Valley. Dearie, dearie, let's be pals.
Oh,
be my lily, oh, be my lily, I'll be your forget-me-not.
Oh, the writer of the song. We want to hear the writer, old chap.
All right, old sport, here I am now, listen.
Lily, lily of the
How sweetly brother sings tonight. And now we'll hear sister sing.
Lily, lily of the valley. Oh, my goodness, my throat in such a terrible condition.
Sister sings just as sweetly as brother. And now the whole family will sing.
Lily, lily of the valley.
Talented family, Arthur, are they not?
Yes, Byron, they are not.
And now brother and sister will sing a duo.
Lily, lily of the valley.
Be my lily, oh, be my lily, I'll be your forget-me-not.
Not.
When I left Virginia, I never knew how lonesome I would be. But now my tears are falling Virginia's calling me, and you can see that I've got those Virginia blues. My old man is yearning for my returning, waiting for some news. And though I've been a rover, those days are over now. I made a vow, I'm going home, never more to roam. I've got those old Virginia blues, the meanest kind of homesick blues. I know my mammy needs me. I just can't refuse. Let me tell you, she's not waiting there. I'll hop on a southbound train that's gonna carry me back to old Virginia, where I can Virginia blues. I miss the blue-ridged mountains where I used to roam all day. The little pickaninnies with whom I used to play. I miss the sweet Virginia ham and nice brown cockamoo. But my old man is kissing, there's the thing I'm missing most. I miss the kitchen moon that shines on top of the fields of white. I miss the dogs that singing round the cabin doors at night. I've roamed the wide world over, I've seen all there's to see. And now I know Virginia is the only place for me. Oh, Virginia,
the meanest kind of blues, the meanest kind, the they are the very bluest kind.
My Lord,
and I only seem to know
my mammy,
she needs me. There's nothing I will do.
Yes, can't refuse.
I will never refuse.
Let me tell you,
in my dreams you see her way.
Not waiting in vain.
She's waiting for me at the gate.
I'll
hop. I'm gonna hop, I'll never stop.
On a southbound train.
All my troubles I will stop.
That's gonna carry me back
to old Virginia,
where I can live. Those Virginia blues. Where I can live. Those Virginia blues.
Thank you.
Bob Herring and his orchestra, not the fish, but the orchestra leader, and Arthur Hall on the vocal, Will You Remember Me, 1925, on Cameo. That was Cameo, yeah, why not? Will you remember me? Maybe you will. I wish certain people didn't remember me, in fact. I think a lot of people... You see, I'm not as annoying as I used to be. You might find me so, but I'm not quite the same pain in the nether regions as I once was in my youth. I was somewhat brash and scurrilous. Now I'm more resigned and somewhat tired, but we still have fun, don't we? We have fun in a quiet sort of way. But yes, I'm. Annoying is, yeah, that's what I used to be. Van and Schenk, The Virginia Blues, 1922, a mild hint of political incorrectness. And those on my mailing list this week may get a larger dose of it if I complete the project. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to say. Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan... yes, sometimes that tongue doesn't work just right. Lily of the Valley, 1917, and they were having perhaps too much fun in the studio. That was pre-prohibition, so that might explain plenty in that instance. I don't think if those guys weren't teetotalers, then I'm sure they weren't after that session anyway. This is Radiola, and I'm not a teetotaler, but I try not to make it my career either, and I'm Andy Senior, and who's buying? We continue now with an excellent recording, recorded just last year, in fact, and I think the weather's starting to get like this, so I thought I would play this. Alex Mendham and his orchestra from London, Britain. Actually, he's from Essex, hence the accent. "Tain't No Sin to Dance Around in Your Bones," that was recorded 2012. And the album on Rivermont, which you must buy, of course, is Whistling in the Dark. And I think that's what we're all doing about now. So let's dance around in our bones and whistle, shall we?
Who writes this dribble? Do I really have to say this? Let me take a moment to introduce the idol of the airwaves, Mr. Alex Mendham and his orchestra, whom play nightly to the delight of the social elite at the Grand Hotel Carlton and through his broadcasts to you, in the comfort of your own home. Now, the boys offer some sound advice on how to keep cool these summer months.
It's too hot for comfort, and you can't get ice cream cones. Tain't no sin, take off skin, dance around your bones. When the lazy syncopation of music softly moans, tain't no sin, take off skin, and dance around your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland, they got the right idea. And they think it's great to refrigerate what we all create down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Oh, tain't no sin, take off skin and dance around in your bones.